This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are scared, and they have every reason to be. They're in big trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I just talked about, in this first hour, a man who was deported five times of beating a child that he didn't think was his own, or turned out it wasn't his own. He beat the child. I talked about 1,400 illegals being released into our population every day, at least over a period of time, like a week or so. Because the border security can't handle it, Border Patrol can't handle it. And we covered what is going to be the biggest topic, no matter. I know the royal baby was born, which I don't believe in royal babies. You heard me talk about that. But long story short, the Democrats would love to get anything to take this off the news. What is this? This scandal. The biggest political scandal ever. They would do anything to get it off, and it ain't going to happen. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me, and I am Kevin Jackson. It is not going to go away. The Democrats split their pants, and now their chickens have come home to roost. That's right. Busted plot, and Mueller on the 15th, I think that's the date they gave, where he's going to testify. Let me tell you, I may not do a show that day. I may just, because that is one I'm going to watch. That is going to be just understand this. All of the D.C. swamp rats, if there was a time when they're going to be glued to their televisions, that is the moment. And they're all going to be looking, they're going to have their backpacks on, you know, with all their bug out materials. They got their plots of where they're going to go live, off the grid, or in a country with no extradition, because they know Robert Mueller even is innocent. I mean, he could try with all his might to protect them. It is not going to work. And I want you to understand, the Democrats have to be very careful, because the more they beef him up, which they did.
Oh, Robert Mueller, he's above and beyond reproach.
So the more they do that, the minute that the Republicans start asking these tough questions, and they're just going to start, hey, you know, Special Counsel Mueller, we appreciate your service. There were some inconsistencies here. Why didn't this happen? Why didn't that happen? And by the way, ask a direct question. If you couldn't prove Donald Trump obstructed any justice, then why are we even talking about it? They can hold his feet to the fire. When they get into the specifics of who was on his team and why and how did the dossier, man, it is over. Can you, somebody come over and give me my cape. It's over. I'm James Brown now. I'm on stage performing, because let me tell you, it's in the cool of the evening, as my grandfather used to say. Yeah. I just want to tell you, conservatives, be prepared. Be prepared to say, I told you so. Get in the mirror, point your finger, and go, I told you so. So you know exactly what it's going to look like when you go to all your leftist, bonehead, progressive, zombie, brain-dead, moronic friends and acquaintances and family members and tell them what I tell you. I told you so. And look at me. I'm pointing. I wish y'all could see me how I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it ethnic. I told you so. Yeah. Ugly for the Democrats. You listen to Kevin Jackson. I would love to make it sound like I'm some kind of a psychic, you know, or I know, whoo, look at me, what up. This is so basic common sense. This ain't even superpower common sense. Okay? This is common sense 101. Oh, I know. I got people out there that listen to the program, Art and Carl and others. Hey, y'all still think this is going to go their way? I'm just curious. give me a call. Let me know. Send me a note. KJRadio.com or 844-551-8255. I will put you on the air. I want to know if you ever feel the rain. No, I'm kidding. Now, I want to know if you feel like I feel about this, that, you know what? Done. Done deal. There is no getting out of this. Love it. I love it. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. So the Democrats have a different story. It's funny how they're setting it up already for 2020. 2020 for them is they have no lifetime for 2020. I want you to be comfortable in understanding. Don't worry. The Democrats normally would do voter fraud. They got it all. The Democrats are going to be so decimated by the end of this year, the year of our Lord, 2019. They're going to be so desperate. Let me just put it this way. You prepare your best New Year's ever as an adult. You be prepared for it, conservatives, because it's coming. Happy New Year, by the way. Merry freaking Christmas and Happy New Year. Told you I'd tell you all year. You want to know why? Because I know what's coming. And you're going, Kevin, you're pretty confident, borderline cocky. No, no, no. Let's not quibble. I'm cocky about the fact that Donald Trump is going to, you want to talk about dragging some big old booty down the main street, the main drag? That's what he's about to do with the Democrat Party. Pick whoever you want. Pick Pelosi, Schumer, pick Nadler, pick Schiff. They are all going down. There's no better time in history is it that a guy can bring down the entirety of the Democratic Party. I want you to understand what's about to happen, the enormity of it all. Think about this. Come on, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You know how to think. This is huge. The enormity of Donald Trump, the guy that they handpicked him. I want you to understand, the hand of God was on this man. They handpicked Donald Trump to run against Hillary Clinton. Do you remember this? Come on. Where my choir? I want my choir to warm up. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. The Democrats handpicked Donald Trump to run against Hillary Clinton. And you know what he did? He won. God said, let there be light. And he shined a light on the cockroaches. And you can celebrate, folks. Your celebration's coming. Merry Christmas.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You've been calling for starting articles of impeachment since 2017, but a new Quinnipiac poll taken after the release of the redacted Mueller report found that 66% say Congress should not start impeachment proceedings. And there's a sharp partisan divide, as we all know, with only 4% of Republicans favoring impeachment. Congressman, are you concerned that impeachment talk may actually help the president's reelection?
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
Oh, what did that Negro say? Representative Al Green, I'm so in love with you. Not that Al Green. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. Not that Al Green. I just wanted to sing it. Let's stay together, loving you weather. Okay, I'll stop. Jeez, man, you don't have to threaten to quit. You know what? Go. You want to quit? Quit. I'll sing if I want. Times are good or bad. Oh, man, where did he get these clowns? And you wonder why I call them the Congressional Circus Clowns. Yeah, Congressional Black Caucus. Congressional Black Circus Clowns. That's what I call them. Yeah. And it's funny because white people will go, you can get away with that, Kevin, because you're black. If they were white, they're circus clowns. I call white folks circus clowns. Oh, Kevin, it's a different day. No, it isn't. It's a different day if you don't want to stand up for yourself. Who are you? Do you judge yourself by your color? I'm just curious. You don't. You judge yourself as an American. So when somebody says, oh, you're just racist because you're black, you go, I have nothing against black folks. What I have a prejudice against, a bias, is ignorance. Complete. I don't care what color it is. And a congressional black caucus is a congressional black circus full of clowns. Now, what else? I mean, you could be a white dude married to a black chick that was adopted by a black family, and people would still call you a racist. So just stop it, white people. Stop it. Stop acting nutty. I'm not a woman. I got fired because I tweeted about women. Women, these lying skanks. I stand by it. If I had capitulated, I could be back on Fox. Fox needs me. How many interviews can Dan Mongino do? He's Italian. He ain't black. Fox, Dan's Italian. I'm not even worried about them. Screw that nonsense. Al Green, he tipped his hand. He said the Democrats' strategy is to impeach Trump because that's the only way we can beat him. Kevin Jackson didn't say that. Oh, well, okay, I would say that. Not that the impeachment's going to do it because he's not going to be impeached. But as a strategy goes, the only chance, if you wanted to call it that, that the Democrats would have is either if impeaching him or if they could cheat in such massive numbers. But even that's a struggle because many of the Democrats who used to help him cheat are blowing the whistle. Not to mention, we become whistleblowers. James O'Keefe, don't make me talk about Project Veritas to your face. I'm getting your face with this. Oh, man, Trump won't win if he's not impeached. And then, let's just play the rest of that clip.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. If we don't impeach him, he will say he has been vindicated. He will say the Democrats had an overwhelming majority in the House and they didn't take up impeachment. He will say that we had a constitutional duty to do it if it was there and we didn't. He will say that he has been vindicated. But here's what I say. We're confronting a constitutional crisis as I speak to you. As I look the people of America in the eye, I'm telling you, we have a constitutional crisis. When the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, refuses to comply with subpoenas and says he will order others to do so, this creates a constitutional crisis. But this isn't the genesis of it. It started when the president decided he would fire Mr. Comey for his failure, as a result of his desire not to be investigated.
How much crow do Democrats expect to eat? Holy cow. Okay. So here's what's going to come out. You guys know this. That they conspired against Trump. He fought back. And what this really amounts to is how dare he fight back? How dare Donald Trump decide he's going to mount a defense against the coup that we plotted against him? That's just unheard of. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Al Green, tipping the strategy. I want you to understand that the Democrats don't have a problem with Trump's performance. If you were to ask Democrats, how do you like this economy? And they had they had Wonder Woman's lasso of truth around them. They'd have to say, it's booming. It's booming on every economic level. Did we even talk about this? I had some updates on this. Where do we put them? I had them here. I had some notes on it. We talked about it the other day, so I don't really need to go through all the details and tell you that lowest unemployment since 1969, more, you know, blacks employed, women, you know, Latinos, etc. Wage growth, average amount of money that people are making per week is gone, per check or whatever has gone up, getting more back in their taxes, and I could go on. So if you ask Democrats, how's the economy? Let me put it to you this way. If Donald Trump were Barack Obama and he were presiding over this economy, that Democrats would declare him officially God with the capital G. So you have that. You have the prospects of what's going to be happening in the future. Let me just save you the suspense. The prospects of what's going to be happening in the future is Donald Trump's, you don't have to get in the stock market. You do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, I got back into the stock market because I knew what Donald Trump was going to do to it. If you just play QQQ and just follow the market, you'd be up dramatically. Year after year, from when Trump took over to where you are now, your money would be worth more. So, as the Democrats, if Barack Obama were handling China the way Trump was, would they be happy? If he were handling trade the way Trump was, would they be happy? The answer is yes. And here's the flip side. As bad as Barack Obama was in all of these categories, the Democrats would still be cheering him. In other words, whatever he did that was antithetical, like TPP, if Obama said, other TPP, we're going to have to get out. I've reevaluated. I think we need to get out. They would cheer it. And if it had the results of what Trump is doing, where he's now saying he's going to put another $200 billion in tariffs on the Chinese if they don't get off the table because they tried to stall. And Trump's going, the Chinese are stalling. They were hoping that something would happen with the Democrats where he would be forced to, it would mitigate his power. Trump's like, there ain't nothing going to happen on my end, Chi-Coms. You better understand, I'm about to put some tariffs on you. But the Democrats hate this. They hate his success. And if it was Barack Obama, they'd be making this man, putting him on Mount Rushmore by now. Short break. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is now threatening to limit compliance with the 2015 agreement that curtailed the country's nuclear program. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is a ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appeared on Fox News and says it's time for Iran to start feeling the pressure of some U.S. sanctions.
Again, it demonstrates why the sanctions are working now, and Europe is now starting to side with the United States in our pull out of this flawed agreement.
Top Republicans are blasting the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee over a vote to find Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for refusing to subpoena the release of the full, unredacted Mueller report and underlying evidence connected to it.
Chairman Nadler is carrying out his personal beliefs.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy speaking, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jerry, could we handle 2,000? Can you imagine if it's a recount in one state to decide whether Donald Trump wins re-election or not?
Well, I think we're in dangerous territory, that's for sure. Could we? I don't know. We were talking earlier about whether institutions are holding in this era we're in right now, and so far they have, but will they? I'm not entirely sure. The thing is that I think when you start questioning the legitimacy of elections, and whether that's at the local level, the state level, or the national level, then you're in pretty dangerous territory. And it's not hard to imagine people in the streets of Washington where we are sitting out protesting the results of the 2020 election, and I don't like to think about that.
Can you imagine if there's a recount in one state or Donald Trump? A recount. Here's what I can't imagine. I can't imagine a bunch of leftists who claim that Donald Trump should just stop his whining when he loses, take his, you know, his medicine, congratulate the winner, acknowledge that we have a new president and we move forward. And what does the left do? None of it. What do I tell you, you pokes? You folks that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Some of you are pokes. Cow pokes. I'm a cow poke. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I tell you that the leftists tell you exactly how they're going to behave by telling you what you're going to do. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's what we've got. How many of these leftists, you know, well, Donald Trump just better accept it. If we had a montage of that, it would be crazy. If we had a montage, it would be every leftist, every political pundit. I mean, all of them, a bunch of them, not all of them, because I don't want to speak in absolutes, but the overwhelming majority.
When Donald Trump loses, he needs to accept it. We need to accept it, the fact that this is the way it was.
And when it wasn't, then what did they?
We need to change the Electoral College. And what about the popular vote, man? Yeah, man. And what about, you know, Hillary was sick. And, you know, Donald Trump cheated. And there was voter fraud. The Russians.
All of it they were doing. All of it. Yeah, all them. Barack Obama, upset, butthurt. We talked about it earlier. So now the strategy, as we laid out, that Al Green, body, why do people break up? That, not that Al Green, but the political Al Green. He says, we got to impeach Trump. If we want to win, we got to impeach him. We got to come up with something. Can't somebody come up with another, fake story? We got to do it. So if they can't impeach, then they go,
oh, if Donald Trump loses in the 2020 elections, it'll be heck to pay. People are going to riot. Oh, my gosh, what will people do?
Nancy Pelosi says Trump won't respect the results of the 2020 election. Mediaite reported this. Newly crowned Speaker of the House has also been cautioning her colleagues to remain more moderate on the campaign trail. so they don't, quote, play into Trump's hands. In other words, don't be who you are, Kristen Sinema. Don't be who you are. All these candidates that pretended to be moderates, all these military guys that are right, all the military, these are guys who better to have than a former military person from the party that hates the military. See, they put the military guy in front of you as if they like him. They don't like military people. They use them. They're just pawns in the game. She says, don't play into Trump's hands and accidentally verify his claims that Democrats intend to move the country toward socialism. If we win by 4 seats, by 1,000 votes each, he's not going to respect the election, Pelosi told the New York Times in a wide-ranging interview that got published over the weekend, adding that she had the same concerns before the 2018 elections. And guess what? Nobody fought it. We just grinned and bared it. You know why? Because we know what's about to happen. We about to kick some booty. Don't you find it amazing that these leftists want us? I mean, they've already given us the playbook for how they will protest. I was in D.C. after Trump's election at inauguration, and it was crazy. These people were burning stuff down. They remember they had a little boy who was burning Trump something, and it was a media sensation. They wanted everybody to understand just how hated Donald Trump was. Now, I want you to understand something, people. This was before anybody even knew that Trump, knew the outcome. They were saying it was going to be Armageddon. Trump's going to crush the markets, the stock markets. He's going to, what we call in engineering, crowbar the economy. It was all going to be bad, right? And then it didn't turn out that way. Not even close. And so suddenly, you know, the strategy's got to be, well, you know, if in 2020 he loses, after we have a track record of amazing success, if he loses, it'll be Armageddon again. He's not going to want to go. I mean, I just want you to understand the shift in strategy. But there's more to it. Because what media writes here is Pelosi then added that she and Democrats believe they have to, quote, inoculate against the possibility that Mr. Trump will not give up power voluntarily if he lost re-election. So now they plant the seed that, oh, he's a dictator. He's never going to want to let go. You're going to have to pry this from his cold, dead hands. Well, nice try, Democrats. You got a little bit of a problem. One, you don't have a good candidate. There's nobody. Look at what's going on with Joe Biden right now. I don't know if you guys are following this, but Joe Biden is in big trouble because of what his son did, Bo. These guys were working with Russian oligarchs, Ukrainian oligarchs, and essentially fattening their nest. And we played a clip from about 3 weeks ago where Biden is effectively telling Ukrainians president or people, drop this investigation of my son or else I will get the power of the government on you. And that's what happened. And now it's coming back to Biden. Joe Biden, I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, he is not going to be the Democrats' candidate in 2020. He's not. So ask yourself this question. Joe Biden surging when he came in, creepy Joe, after all the allegations, Biden comes in, he surges ahead of all the other folks. And there's nothing. No hoopla, no nothing. Joe Biden can't get 2,000 people to come see him for anything. Unless you pay college kids or you go tell black churches, you know, there's going to be some free ribs and some Kool-Aid. There is nobody who wants to see Joe Biden. So he's already being diminished. What about Bernie? Let's let heinous criminals vote. Sanders, what do you think who can he motivate now? Elizabeth Warren, is she going to surge? Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, this guy, who do you think wants to see this guy? I'm just, okay, let me put it a different way. Yeah, y'all forcing my hand. Y'all are forcing me. Who would you see? Who do you know who can draw an audience? Who do you know has any appeal at all? So that's problem number one for the Democrats. They got no candidate. They still have people joining. My thoughts were when Biden joined, it would stop people from becoming candidates. There have been two people that have joined since Biden. Now, see, that tells me right there, the Democrats' warning to everybody, oh, we're going to shift our strategy to Biden, has failed, which means their candidate has failed. I'm helping you read between the lines on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So that's what we've got. All right, so that's issue number one. Issue number two, you have a president who has done a phenomenal job. By any measure, you cannot look at Trump and go, he was horrible. And here's the reason why the Democrats have a problem. They set him up as being the worst possible thing. And not only, I'm just saying, here you've got him down so low that people are going, wow, this guy, he's got to be awful. And then suddenly, he's rock star performance. So no matter how you look at it, you can't say he's going to be the worst possible thing ever, and it doesn't happen. Even if he were mediocre, he'd look good. But because he's better than mediocre, because he's a freaking rock star, they got a problem there. And then they got a third problem that's that intangible, and that is none of them are believable anymore. Forget the lies that, oh, Trump's going to, you know, rush in World War III and push the button and all these other things. Forget that they said, oh, the economy's going to stink and he can't do anything. He's a terrible president. He'll make a terrible president. Forget all that. What about the perception problem that the Democrats have where they've accused them of everything and it turns out it's on them? What about that? Three major problems. Look, you can't do it. You can't win with those three. That's the trifecta. So that's the problem that the Democrats have. And it ain't going to go away. I gotta take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The New York Times has begun spilling the beans on Joe Biden, the Democrats in general. There have been multiple stories that have just sort of leaked out, you know, out of the blue. Suddenly the New York Times, hey, we better start reporting the news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So the New York Times is talking about, oh, well, maybe the Obama administration, not maybe, they actually said they spied on Trump. And I could go on. And it's almost like a cleansing. Like somebody up there said, you know what? This has gone on long enough. We've just got to cleanse our souls. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A Ukrainian gas company gave a seat on its board to the son of creepy Joe Biden in an attempt to secure relationships with the Democrats while that company was under investigations. And this is according to the New York Times. Now, the Daily Caller is reporting the story. Biden largely took credit for pressuring Ukraine into removing its top prosecutor who was leading those probes. Ukraine recently relaunched an investigation into the company. This is what the Times reported. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has repeatedly called for the U.S. State Department to scrutinize what the Bidens were doing. I just want you to understand, while all these, Paul Manafort dealt with Ukraine, and he's in prison, and he didn't do a fraction of what Bo Biden did, and nor did he have anybody covering up for him, which is what Creepy Joe did for his son. This is unbelievable. Hunter Biden was appointed to a four-member board of Burisma Holdings, which is Ukraine, the largest privately owned gas company, and he joined the board in April of 2014. The seat came when the elder Biden was serving in former President of Barack Obama's administration and was slated to head relations with Ukraine for the administration. I just want you to understand, this guy leveraged his influence with the Obama administration to set this deal up. Burisma is a national gas exploration company owned by, whatever, it doesn't matter, except the person who owned it was a cabinet member of the former Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych was removed from his position in February of 2014, and he's exiled to Russia, wanted by Ukraine for high treason. I want you to understand the level that we're talking about, folks. Do we have a corrupt Ukrainian official who sets up a deal with Hunter Biden because Hunter was in the Obama administration and son of the vice president? Can you talk about crony capitalism and nepotism and political whatever at the highest level? This is it. This is the way deals get done. The things that you see in Hollywood that you just shake your head. Anyway, the person who owned the company later fled the country in 2019, as Ukrainian prosecutors launched investigations into his time in office, as well as his private businesses. And around that time, the UK, this is London, the British, serious fraud office froze $23 million in the London account that was leaked to the person who owned the natural gas exploration company. The guy's name is Zlochevsky. Britain later unblocked the accounts in January of 2015 and essentially threw the case out. 2 years after Hunter Biden's appointment to Burisma's board, the vice president traveled to Kiev, Ukraine's capital, where he threatened that the U.S. would withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees unless Ukraine ousted its general prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. At the time, Shokin was accused of ignoring political corruption within his own political office. Now, here's what's happening. Just understand. In Ukraine, Viktor Shokin is cleaning things up. Enemies in that government said, oh my gosh, this guy's trying to drain the swamp. So they feign some sort of a corruption case against him. Biden comes over now and says, hey, unless you get rid of this corrupt official, and he ends his corrupt, finger quotes, investigations against my son, we're going to withhold $1 billion. Joe Biden leveraged the American people. He leveraged our bank account against a government to drop a case against his son, knowing that these people were creating a situation with Viktor Shokin. Shokin was investigating the corruption in Burisma, which is what Hunter Biden was sitting on the board. Several investigations into Burisma included possible tax evasion, money laundering, and this preceded his time as prosecutor general. But he also launched a separate investigation into the gas licenses that Zlochevsky, this is the guy that's now exiled, that owned the company and was exiled into Russia,
that this guy issued while he was serving as, get this, the Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources. So you got the largest natural gas company in Ukraine, and the owner of it is sitting on, he's the board in the Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources, cutting deals with the top people in our government. With payoffs, to what end, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know where the gas was going to go ultimately. Well, who cares? I'm just telling you, this is how the deals were cut. But, oh, no, no. The Democrats go, we got to be fair. We need a fair world. It's got to be fair for everybody. All right. So, Shokin got fired from his prosecutorial position days after Biden's arrival and pressure that he put on the government while he was in Kiev. U.S. officials reportedly stated that the British prosecution crumbled after Shokin stepped down and the succeeding Ukrainian prosecutor general declined to cooperate. So Britain had a case. But once all this changed, this power struggle changed, when Biden went over and threatened, that was the end of it. Folks, that's how things get done at the highest level. That is corruption in our government at the highest level. That is our government interfering in the acts of other governments right in your face. And you don't have to believe me. Joe Biden proudly states in a speech that he did this. And you don't have to look for, you don't have to go, I wonder, is this true? If what Kevin Jackson says is true on the Kevin Jackson show, it is true. Go find the thing, Joe, Google Biden Ukraine or in YouTube or search for it. It'll come right up. We've played the clip on here. Joe Biden proudly proclaims that he shut down and investigated. He threatened them. Now, he doesn't explain why. What he was trying to do is show how he could, how tough he could be on another government. This is, you know, if I'm your president, I could be very tough. Here's what will happen. I'll shut down investigations into my son. Yeah, he didn't finish with that. He just tells part of the story, because that's what Joe Biden is. He's a part of the story guy. Biden only wants you to know what he thinks you need to know, not the stuff that's going to make him look bad. Story goes on. Hunter Biden, who did not previously have any experience in the Eastern European country, was paid up to $50,000 a month for his work with Burisma, according to financial disclosures. Did you hear what I said? $50,000 a month. This guy was making a mint. Holy cow. That's a, what? 500, 600 grand a year? Is that right? Looks like it. Only months before he accepted the position as a board member, the Navy Reserve had discharged him after he failed a drug test and had tested positive for cocaine. You want to know what a double standard is, folks? I just gave it to you. That's a quadruple standard. You got a drug user that tests for cocaine, who's in the Obama administration, brokering deals in a place he knows nothing about an industry he knows nothing about, getting paid $50,000 a month to do it. But believe it or not, it gets better. See, Joe Biden's role with Ukraine has been well documented, but this new report that detailed Burisma's activities, and here's what they wanted to do. They wanted to onboard, quote, well-connected Democrats such as Biden and his American business partners. Hunter Biden, because they know how corrupt these Democrats are. I got to leave it there. Look into it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.